Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it is Justin Rupnarayan. Justin, you're just down the road from me down in the Miami area. You are the managing partner of Limitless Capital LP. You're found on the web at limitlesslp.com. Justin, it's great to have you.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for having me on the show. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get going, kind of talking about what you do with Limitless and kind of your work, I also want to point out you're a fellow military vet. You're in the Air Force. So thank you for your service. It's great to have you. Hey, Justin, before we get going talking about your work, I always love just kind of hearing what, you know, leaders are doing for fun when they're not at work. You spend some time in the kitchen with your girlfriend. You do a lot of cooking. What have you been working on lately in the kitchen?
Great question. And thank you for your support as well. Josh, myself and my girlfriend, we set aside some time. We'd like to do it every week, maybe 2-3 days where it's like, hey, right now is date night. And a lot of those date nights involve, we're going to make a new recipe. So that's everything from going out to going buy the ingredients. And it's not just any recipe, they're random recipes. So we go out, get ingredients. It's a good activity. We've made everything from carbonara. We've made a goat curry, which is a popular dish from where I'm from, Trinidad. We made Filipino
food. What was
food.
That again? Oh, what was that? Oh, what was the name of that dish?
It is goat curry. So I know it's a
bit
of a broad
goat curry.
One.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
I'm sure I have, but I have not made it. So step one, I need to acquire goat.
That is step one.
Do they
one.
Sell that at Publix?
They actually do sell it now at Costco occasionally, but it's a great recipe if you haven't tried it. It's a little bit spicy. It's one of the staples of Trinidad, but imagine just goat curry, for lack of a better word, green seasoning, spices. If you have roti, similar to a flatbread. And she even made the roti and everything. And that was actually one of my favorite meals. But long story short, we enjoy cooking a lot of different food. And it's just something we've done for the past, I don't know, 5-ish years.
I love to make a curry. I just did with one with lamb. It was a little gamey for me. at least when you're making it, it kind of smells kind of a little like a farm in the kitchen. So I would imagine goat might be in that same direction. Just, I don't know if you have any tips.
The longer you cook it, the better. It is a little bit gamey, but hey, Instant pots are a game changer. I'll tell you that.
Yes, right. So throw it in the Instant Pot. So yeah, I love a great curry. So yeah, I love it's amazing too. Like, here in the United States, I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, man, it was like meatloaf and, you know, casseroles, you know, a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I think of like, you know, now just like how much international food, and like, that's the greatest thing, is just finding a dish that you've never made before, cooked, you know, just try it. And because we have access, you know, if you live in a decent metropolitan area, you pretty much get anything you want. And so, you know,
no, wholeheartedly agree.
A lot of fun.
I would give it a try. A
lot of fun. Well, good. And any other Trinidad dishes that you'd recommend?
Oh yeah. If I were to be the ambassador for a day, I would say, hey, everyone's got to try doubles. That's our official dish. Imagine two flatbreads, chickpeas, curry, a little bit of spice or pepper sauce, we like to call it, on top. It's a little bit messy, but you got to try it at least once. It's a mix of Indian and Caribbean cuisine. So if
and
I
had
to recommend one, doubles.
Oh, just doubles.
Yep. It's a common street food, but I would say it's our official dish. If you were to try one, or if you take anything from this podcast, everyone, try some doubles.
I am looking it up right now. Look at that. It's a self-fried bar of bread filled with curried chickpeas. Yeah. Okay. I'm on it. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to our cooking podcast. Justin, let's talk business now. Tell me what you do with Limitless.
Hey, so what I do at Limitless? So myself, I'm a partner at Limitless Capital. What Limitless Capital is, essentially, it's a fund focused in the global equity space. Now, what I do, well, what I'm doing right now currently as a partner is kind of three-prong: scaling our operations, refining our investment thesis, and capital introductions, of course, and of course, having great conversations. Now, what does that mean for you? Limitless Capital is a fund, right? We have to grow, so scaling operations, more outreach. So we have a lot of expertise in, hey, how do you actually find new people for this business? It's quite niche. Two, how do you refine your investment thesis? What are our LPs or investors looking for? How do we tailor our strategies to do what they need? And lastly, capital introductions, that's kind of the accumulation of all of these. At the end of the day, we need capital as a fund. How do you facilitate capital into the fund so it can keep growing? So those are the three main things right now I'm working on as a partner at Limitless Capital.
Okay, so right now, so you would look, so you attract investors and you've already got funds identified. And when you say global assets, what would be some examples? And imagine this is an eighth grade class, so they're probably not going to know a lot of vocabulary. But if you were to describe what are we investing in?
Gotcha. Yeah, maybe let's take a step back, right? Global equities. At the end of the day, all that means, hey, we are a fund that invests in stocks. Boom. All right. So, what does this mean for you? What is an LP or, all that jargon I just said? Hey, for a fund, what is a fund? Let's step back. A fund is a vehicle that me, you, investors essentially pool money into. This pool of money essentially goes out and makes investments, and hopefully that those generate returns for the investors. Take real estate, right? A real estate fund is a group of people who pool money together. Those go out, buy real estate or commercial real estate or whatever. Those assets appreciate in value. They return money back to the fund, and you've made your LPs or investors money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so compared to other investment opportunities, what generally are you looking at in terms of risk and return?
So in terms of return and risk, I like how you put those hand in hand, right? So when you think of traditional startups or businesses, right? Return is revenue, or return is what you net. Let's keep it simple. Risk is kind of maybe your cost of goods sold or whatever maybe it's some sort of metric or whatnot. When it comes to the fund space, and especially with what we do at Limitless, which is a hedge fund, our risk comes first. Why does it come first, right? When people come to a fund, they're expecting capital stewardship. Not always, hey, I want to make 10x returns. They want their capital preserved, and that's something that we take pride in. How do we preserve capital? And that's called a risk management or decision making, our decision making framework. Now, for return, of course, hey, we have to generate some return for LPs, right? So we usually target returns north of 20%. But without
Whoa.
going too much into the minutiae,
Whoa.
Well, indeed, right? The alternative space. The risk reward balance is integral. And I would encourage everyone listening, hey, whatever business you are going working towards or working in, what is your risk reward balance? I know it's a loaded question, but truly think of that. Does that answer that question as well, or?
Yeah, I think so. It just, how many winners do you get? Like, hey, like how
Oh,
often do you
yeah.
hit 20%?
Well, we've been lucky so far to actually hit it quite often. Actually, we haven't failed yet. We've always hit that 20. Now, to your point about winners, right? It's funny. I did say earlier that Limitless Capital is a, more or less one that invests in stocks and whatnot. Everyone wants their business, their fund to only hit winners. And it's harder. It's harder than than you think, right? Now, I would advise everyone, right? Just given the markets, I think everyone understands it. We can't always predict the outcomes, right? Hey, where is this stock going to be? Where is this house going to, its value in 5 years? but you can manage the risk to a certain extent. And a hedge fund is one of the vehicles that specializes in that exactly.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And do you only work with accredited investors?
Yes, at this time we're only working with accredited investors.
Okay. And do you, so what would be, and I know that, you would mention, so your typical, investor like profile, like are they, where does this usually fit in with their strategy? Like at what point are they looking to invest with you, versus other traditional investment vehicles?
Understood, yeah. So think about it for 1 second, right? When someone goes out and say they're you're working class, 40-year-old, typical I guess investor profile, for lack of better words. There is a lot of other investments that can go after. One, of course, your 401k, your HSA, there's a whole other suite of investment vehicles.
Yeah.
But the alternative spaces as a whole is kind of when you've exhausted a lot of those options. Hey, I'm looking to accelerate my retirement. I have maxed out my 401k. I have maxed out my HSA. I have my kids' college saving complete. I want something else to maybe preserve my capital or seek additional returns or accelerate your retirement. That's where the alternatives space comes in. Other typical LP profiles are looking to cement their legacy. Long story short, the way a fund works, you cut us a check, we hopefully cut you back a bigger one. We're going to pursue your goals,
Yeah.
accelerate your dreams, cement your legacy, and that's how it works.
Well, excellent. Okay. So to our friend that's listening, you know, whether they need a good doubles recipe, or again, they're looking to connect, like what do you like what would be your initial conversation? Like what questions are you asking to know if this is a good fit in terms of if someone's is sort of like, wow, hey, look, I love the idea of a 20% return. So what do you normally what would you normally be talking about in the first conversation?
Right. So, irregardless, right, if you're seeking any sort of just transitioning veteran advice, financial advice, et cetera, always happy to talk, facilitate, or take that conversation. Now, in regards to limitless capital, of course, this is not a solicitation or offer to buy or sell or anything. But say you were to reach out, hey, what are your investment objectives? All right. Do you want a 10x return in, 2 days? All right, go to the casino. Do you want a 10x return maybe in 20 years? Sure. So first thing, what is your investment objective? What are you seeking to actually get? Two, what's your time horizon? So these are the basic, financial advisory questions, but it all boils down to what is your investment objective? What is your risk tolerance? And what is your time horizon? And then from there, that's a good starting point where we can kind of tailor the strategy to whatever, we think would fit your needs.
Those are some good questions. All right. So limitlesslp.com. When somebody goes there, what would you recommend their next steps be?
If you go to the website directly and want to talk more or learn more about the fund, just scroll down to the very bottom of the page, contact us, submit your question. Otherwise, always available through LinkedIn. Hopefully, we can plug it down in the bottom. But either through the website or LinkedIn, happy to take any conversation in regards to those topics.
All right, Justin, pronounce your last name for me. I just want to make sure I got
Oh, yeah.
Rupnarine right.
It is a very unique Trini name. Root and Ryan.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the first. I don't know. But
Hey, congratulations too on your just accomplishing your master's in science too, in
hey.
master's in science in mathematical finance, MSMF.
Yeah,
So
that's a unique one
congratulations on
too.
that.
Thank you. Thank you very
Awesome.
kindly.
And your website, limitlesslp.com, there is a contact button right there, so they can have a conversation with you or one of your advisors. Justin, it's a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Josh, thanks for having me. Great to be on the show. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.